أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, today we're going to start looking at Anbiya Annex. Now Anbiya Annex is two chapters of the Quran, which we've sort of linked onto Ra'at place, which was in Huruf al-Muqatti'at area. And that has Surah Al-Anbiya, which is Surah number 21, and Surah Al-Nuh, which is Surah number 71. Both of these surahs start with the word Iqtaraba. And Iqtaraba means it has come near. In the surah we're going to look at today, which is Surah Al-Anbiya, it's talking about what has come near is the warning of accountability. But we'll look at it when we go to the surah. In essence, Surah Al-Anbiya has 112 ayat. It's a Makki surah. And Anbiya literally means the prophets. And the chapter takes its name from the 16 prophets that are mentioned in it. The prophet said, whoever recites Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah will make his accounting easy. And every prophet whose name has been mentioned in the Quran will greet him and shake his hands. I absolutely love this. Let's look at the focus of the surah. So the focus of the surah is Allah's response to heedlessness of accountability and mockery of the prophet. There is the stories of trials of past prophets. And it says, and probably my most favorite ayah in this Quran is ayah 107, where he says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, but as a mercy to the world. So the third focus is the prophet is in essence a mercy for the world. Absolutely phenomenal. So the benefits of recitation, as I told you, the first one was that all the prophets will shake their hands. Ayah 69 is for fever, where Allah tells the fire in which Ibrahim is put into. It's Ayah 69 where he says, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. We said, O fire, be a comfort and peace to Ibrahim. It also removes stress and worry. And if there's any problem that you might have, then to recite the du'a of Prophet Yunus, which is in Ayah 87, when he says, it's known as Ayatul Qareema, when he says, La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-dhalimeen. There is no God but you. I declare your perfection. Indeed, I am the one who has been unjust to myself. We've divided the surah into six sections, and the first section looks at divinity's response to the heedlessness of accountability and mockery of the prophet. And it starts off by saying, اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. What has come near for human beings is the accountability. This is a warning that accountability has come so near, but they are so heedless. They don't care. They've turned aside. In other words, they don't take it seriously. Now Allah says their hearts are distracted. لَاحِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ, he says. They mock the prophet. They dismissed him as a mere human being. They said he did magic. They said he was only narrating his dreams or nightmares. That he had forged the Quran. That he was a poet. And they demanded miracles. Second section, which is Ayah 34 to 47, is their attitude of the defiantly unjust towards the prophet. Again, divinity responds, because not only did they make fun of the prophet, they mockingly asked for immediate punishment. Allah responds, Ayah 45, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أُنذِرُكُمْ بِالْوَحِي وَلَا يَسْمَعُ الصُّمُّ الدُّعَاءَ إِذَا مَا يُنذَرُونَ. I warn you by revelation, and the deaf do not hear the call whenever they're warned. That means they hear, but they don't listen. And he says, وَلَئِنْ مَسَّتْهُمْ نَفْحَةٌ مِّنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّكَ لَيَقُولُنَّ يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. And if a little bit, if a blast of that punishment were to touch them, they will say, woe to us, we were unjust to ourselves. Section mentions the 16 prophets and Sayyidah Maryam. They're the stories and trials of the past prophets. There's quite a lengthy account of Prophet Ibrahim and how he breaks the idols and how in retaliation his people try to burn him alive. And Allah says, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. We said, O fire, be a comfort and peace to Ibrahim. There is the story of Prophet Yunus when he's when he's put into the belly of the fish, and he says, he cries out, La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. There is no God but Allah. I declare your perfection. I am one of those who was unjust to myself. And Allah answers, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِ. We responded to him and we saved him from his sadness, from his grief. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And this is how we save those who believe. And then there is a dua of Zakaria. وَزَكَرِيَا إِذْ نَادَ رَبَّهُ. When Zakaria cried out to his Rabb, رَبِّي لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْضًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Do not leave me alone. You are the best of inheritors. And Allah says, we responded. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَوَحَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَا. And we granted him يَحْيَا. These are the du'as to memorize and to understand and to use all the time. The surah then transitions into the signs of the day of resurrection or the day of judgment. Ayat 96-104, where Ya'juj and Ma'juj will be released, and the heavens will be rolled up like scrolls are rolled up. Those who are righteous will be told, Hadha yawmukum, this is your day, alladhi kuntum tu'adun, the day that you were promised. They will not be grieved on that day, and the angels will meet them. Absolutely awesome. Section talks about how the earth will be inherited by the righteous. But Allah says, we have recorded this in the Zabur as well, in the Psalms of David. In 905, he says, وَلَكَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ. We wrote this in the Zabur, مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا إِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. That this land, my righteous servants shall inherit it. Finally, oh my goodness, Ayah 107. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you but as a mercy to the world. And look what he says. قُلْ إِنَّمَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ. It has been revealed to me. إِنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. That your Allah is only one Allah. Unique. هَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Then why don't you submit to him? This is Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the mercy of the worlds telling us this. He says, you know what? I am only a warning. I've given you a warning. And I don't know when something will happen. All I know is that إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْتُمُونَ. He, divinity, knows what is spoken openly, and he knows what you hide. And the last ayah is dua, qala, he says, Rabbi rahbihkum bil haq. Oh my Rabb, judge, you judge with the truth. Wa rabbuna ar-rahmanu al-musta'anu ala ma tasifun. And our Rabb, my goodness, he is extremely merciful. And it is only him that we ask for help for against what you ascribe to him. Musta'an, we say, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Isti'ana is something that you ask for help in which you're already struggling. So the Prophet is saying, we can only ask this Rahman Rabb for help in what you are ascribing to him and to me. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we recognize this merciful Prophet that has been sent, who is only here to take us to our full potential. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.